Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Well, we got ourselves a busy Monday. Brian Daboll out as head coach, and Joe Shane will remain general manager and will lead the search for a brand new head coach. When we were doing our show on Friday, we talked about how if things go badly in Chicago, wouldn't surprise us if we sat here on Monday afternoon, Monday morning with the firing of Brian Daboll. And the way I described it on Friday is if they let go of the rope, they get blown out. Obviously, that was not the case. It was just a blown lead, a 10-point lead in the middle of the fourth quarter. Ultimately, was it another blown game? Was it the injury to Jackson Dart? Was it the field goal decision from the half-yard line? Was it all of the above? What made today the day? Because I think we all knew Daboll would be fired, but not necessarily that it would happen on Monday, November 10th. In your humble opinion, was it all of those things, none of those things, some of those things that led to today being the moment that they pulled the trigger?
I mean, honestly, I have no idea. I'm not talking to Steve Tisch or John Mara or anyone over there before, prior to this happening. I have no idea the mindset. But if I had to guess, I think it's as simple as losing games you shouldn't. And the Giants have been in position to win games this year, and they found ways to lose them. Part of them is the players not executing good enough or well enough. A part of it is coaching decisions and mismanagement of games. And ultimately, they're sitting at 2-8 when they eat, not easily, but they should at least be 5-5. You know, they could be that way. If you throw the Saints game, the Broncos game, and then this past weekend, the Giants should be 500. And when you're that performing that far below what the expectation is, then something's got to break. That it's as simple as that to me.
How you feeling about this, Sean, host of multiple Giant podcasts?
I got to be honest, I'm not happy celebrating this. I feel just very sad today as a Giant fan. Like, if you were to tell Giant fan Sean in 2022 that Brian Daboll was not going to get out of year four and that was going to be it, it's sad to me. And it's also sad to me just because looking forward, now that we've gone through this many different head coaches, I hope they get it right. I'm excited about the future of Jackson Dart. But as I sit here right now, I have lost faith in this organization to get a head coach hire right. I just have. That's how I feel. And I hope I'm wrong, but I can't celebrate this today. I'm very sad this didn't work out.
Yeah, and I feel for, I'm the same. Like, I feel for Daboll. I think Daboll is a good head coach, a good coach.
I agree.
I'll put it that way. In fact, I know he's a good coach. He hasn't been a good head coach, and it's not all his fault. But it just you are what the record says you are, right? It's the cliche that football teams and players and organizations live by, thanks to Bill Parcells. But I feel for Daboll, so I can't sit here and celebrate this like this is now we're going to be fantastic. You don't know that. They could hire a bum, and they could suck in the coming years. You have no idea. He could be worse. And so it's never a fun day when a head coach gets fired, even though people like to celebrate it because they're, I don't know, they like negativity in or around other people because it makes their lives feel better. I have no idea. If for some reason people celebrate these type of days, I tend not to.
20-40-1 is the record of Brian Daboll in the 61 games he coached. Remember, he began 6-1. So since the 6-1 start where, I mean, he couldn't have began his tenure any more excitingly with that go-for-two moment against Tennessee, they are 14-39 since the start he got off to.
Right, and that's why he's not head coach of the New York Giants anymore. I mean, I don't know what we shouldn't argue about why he got fired. This record tells you everything that needs to know. I think he's been a good coach. He won Coach of the Year. He did well with Jackson Dart, him and Shane and that coaching staff. But ultimately, you don't win in this league, you get fired.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. The number, Tom in Howell, New Jersey. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up?
So I've got a point like this. If you just hear me out for a second, I think at the end of the day, Tiki alluded to something. You know, the roster, even if you want to argue how good it was winnable games on with that roster. I just want to point to two things specifically. The game in which DeVito came in, you know, Dable didn't let him throw a pass. You know, the game with
that was
Wilson,
against the
obviously
Jets.
Yesterday against right. the Jets. And, you know, these types of things to me are indictment that he just didn't have his backups ready to go when they were called upon. And some of the decision-making, you know, the Denver game, obviously, the 3rd-and-5, you know, the 4th-and-1 yesterday, throwing a 20-yard pass down the field instead of just running for the first down. To me, my theory is it all boiled down to one thing, which was he was just too concerned about developing that quarterback that he kind of just, like, let everything else go. And once that came out of place, whether it be DeVito coming in as a backup, whether Wilson coming in as a backup, kind of just lost his way because that was like his identity was building up for this quarterback. And that one sack's gone, the defense is gone. You know, everyone talks about Tay Banks. Every time I'm listening to the radio, Carl Banks is always saying it's technique. He's right there in position. He's just not getting his head turned around. To me, that's right. not ability. That's just a little bit of coaching. You know, he's running with these guys. He's not getting blown past these guys. Just a little bit of coaching technique, but it feels like once plan A, which was centered around the quarterback and the offense, once that went away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
And you got the backups in now, whether it's in a different week or in-game, everything just fell apart and he just lost his sense. Yesterday, he holds 2 timeouts,
right.
45 seconds left on that 3rd down, and you don't call timeout for a huge 3rd-and-10. He walks home with 2 timeouts. What's
right.
he doing?
Yeah, no, you can't. Game management is what he's alluding to, is something that he struggled with. And you talk about that Jet game from 2 years ago, the Tommy DeVito let him throw chant game, the game that I was calling.
Yeah.
That was just bad. And I get that Tommy was young. He was a rookie, right, that year and hadn't really spent any time with the starters. And there are ways to win games. And he didn't get better at doing that.
You know what's crazy? What I find weird, and it shows you that first impressions aren't always the right impressions. Our first impression of Brian Daboll as a coach was unbelievable. He showed stones that day. We were calling him Day Balls for the decision he made against Tennessee. And it set the tone for that season, and it set the tone for how we perceived Brian Daboll.
Yes.
He had a very difficult time ever measuring up to that ever again.
No,
because
right.
it feels like a lot of the decisions, including the Tommy DeVito one, including yesterday kicking that field goal at the half-yard line, kind of was the opposite.
Well, it became, who are you? Like, what is your identity? What do you want to stand for?
Right.
And it fluctuated too many times. And ultimately, it causes your downfall because your players don't know what to expect, so they're not prepared for the moment, and ultimately, you fail at it. Think about Dan Campbell, who is unapologetically aggressive. And fourth downs, he goes for it from, I think, more than anybody in the NFL. And sometimes it backfires on him. But he's consistent with who he is and how he's going to be. And you come to expect it. And so in a critical moment, the Detroit Lions players aren't sitting there going, I wonder what our head coach is going to do. They're going, all right, we're going for it. Strap up, boys. You know, tighten them chin straps. Let's go.
And we had no idea with this guy.
We just didn't have an idea.
No, you're right. Like, at times you're like, he's aggressive, even if you disagree with it. Sometimes he's too conservative, even if you disagree with it.
Mm-hmm.
And he never backed up that first impression we had from him in that week one game against Tennessee.
Right, which we all loved.
Oh, everybody, yes, to a T. Ben is in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Ben.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
Good.
So just three quick points. The Giants have been playing football for, I believe, 101 years. They have fired their coach mid-season four times, two of them by John Mara in the last eight years. So he needs to take a hard look at what's going on there. Just in terms of what we might do next, I want nothing to do with Gruden, who I think is an absolute mm-hmm. buffoon, who's suing the league. And he obviously loves Jackson Dart, I think in part so he can get this job. I want nothing to do with Belichick. My choices would be, if he gets whacked, I would take Stefanski. And I would also love Doug Peterson, who seems like a grown-up, I'm surprised they don't have a statue for him in Jacksonville at this point. I mean, with what he did.
It fell apart. I hear what you're saying, Ben, but it fell apart. I agree with you on Gruden. Belichick, I want no part of either. Look, they got to go through the process, and it's going to be a long and crappy one because, honestly, there aren't any McVay babies out there anymore. There aren't any of those.
I like that term.
There aren't any more of those kids that are from the Shanahan tree or the McVay tree that you're just like, he's the next guy. And so it's going to be challenging. And so are you going with an experienced veteran head coach because you have a team that feels talent-wise ready to win? Or are you going to bring someone in here who is so scheme-oriented and creating success that way, like Kyle Shanahan, even if he's young and experienced, that it just excites you and it excites the young nature of this team?
As a dopey historian, I'm going to say this is the third midseason firing because the first one in 1930 was kind of odd because they had co-coaches at the time, and then Steve Owen took over, and he ended up keeping the job for 24 years.
Yeah, Steve Owen was a player, too. He's a player coach.
Yeah, I almost don't want to count that one.
It doesn't count, and I know he's trying to take a shot at John Mara, which is a backhanded BS way to go about it. The game has changed. The NFL has changed from 100 years ago. And so you fire coaches because they're not performing. 50, 60 years ago, you just kept your job because you could keep your job. It just is what it is.
It's funny you said McVay babies. The other time that people forget about, I guess if you're older, you don't forget about it, where they fired a coach midseason was Bill Arsparger was fired in the middle of the 1976 season. And you know who replaced him? John McVay, who I think is Sean's grandpa, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it is. There's actually been four midseason firings that people don't acknowledge.
Yeah, but the 1930 one, I don't count.
But nobody ever acknowledges that Jim Fassel was fired in the middle of the season,
but he
coached to the end of the year.
You're right. The only reason I wouldn't count it is because there wasn't a replacement. You know what I mean? Like, you're right, he was fired in the middle of the season.
Right.
But he kept coaching. In these other cases, Steve Spagnuolo took over. Before that, John McVay took over. So even though you're technically right, I don't know. He still coached. So it's almost like it continued.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.